teenagers especially, they're at a vulnerable time in their life, and I think particularly with the girls, they need somewhere where they feel that they can belong, you know, that they're going to be accepted, you know, and that's definitely been a focus here, speaking to the other coaches we're training, the younger teams. Look, I suppose the main thing is to get girls involved, and then crucially to keep them involved. My name is Alan Cotter, and I'm the head coach of the new senior ladies team. It's our first season getting going, so it's, you know, exciting times ahead. We're just prepping at the minute. The season starts in about 3 weeks time. As you've seen here earlier on, it's a busy club, lots of young boys and girls playing, so we're hoping that this year the team will be trailblazers, you know, to set the standard for the younger girls to come, and for them to see that they have a pathway, that when they first walk in at 6 or 7, that they can continue playing football here right up into adulthood.
Had you done much coaching before this?
I have, but my background would have been in male coaching. I've got two sons, and I would have coached men's teams as well, so I'm very much new to the world of female football. So yeah, look, it's taken me out of my comfort zone, but they say, you know, that's how you grow. So it's challenging. It's been very interesting. It's a big learning curve.
What made you initially sign up to do the In Her Boots program then?
To upskill, really, you know. As I said, I'd spent years training with boys and with men, and obviously, like, I wanted to try and challenge myself as part of my court development. It's just for myself personally to upskill, to try and find out what are the differences. And as I've been learning, you know, female players do face certain challenges, like, so they may not have been usually apparent to me coming in initially. Like I said, I have sons, like, so body positivity wasn't such an issue that I was familiar with. Look, obviously we've got the menstrual cycle as well, impacts on female players, so, you know, I needed to learn about that and the challenges it brings for the girls, and just inclusion, access to pitches is a big problem, and just a feeling of inclusivity, you know. It's like my thoughts is that whether a team is male or female, they should be treated the same. I don't really see any difference. I'm still coaching on the male side of thing as well, so I turn up, I see football players. It doesn't really matter to me whether they're men or women, you know. I think they should be treated the same. But again, I suppose there are some differences, and, you know, it was good to attend the course and to have those put out for me to learn about.
Was there anything that surprised you?
I think what surprised me in a positive sense is the appetite for players to play, for girls and for women to play, and for women coaches to get involved. You know, I think a course like that lets them know that they're needed.
Yeah.
I do think it's good for female teams to have female coaches as well. I suppose traditionally it has always been dads, and again, dads may not be aware of what the girls may need fully. So yeah, just the appetite for new teams, for new players, for new coaches was a very positive experience to see, you know.
I'm Jill O'Manny, and I coach the under 13 girls who are actually training right now, and I also will be playing for the first women's senior team that we're starting up this year.
We've got a bit of a match situation going on there. Are you keeping an eye on over there just to make sure everything's being run tight?
No, you know, they're doing really well. It's been a lighter session. They had a cup match yesterday that they won, so the numbers are a little bit low, but they always just love to come out and play and train, so they never say no. That would be like the minimum we'd have, so it's pretty good.
Brilliant. And we're up here to chat about the Aviva and the FAI In Her Boots training program.
Yeah.
You took part in it. Can I ask you what motivated you to take part in the first place?
It was actually, so one of the guys I coached with, Jamie, helped bring it to our club. And because it was female specific, it's always been a passion of mine. I'm a qualified personal trainer, and I've done some work with training teenage girls and teaching weightlifting. So when the opportunity came up to learn more about, like, coaching them through the kind of the phase of life and the extra things that are important, and it was on at my club, so it was easy enough to get to, you know, because we're all working moms, coaches, volunteers, students, and everything, so it made a big difference that it was here.
I was going to ask if there was a certain specific area that you were interested in learning about, but would it be that athletic kind of personal training or a different side?
Yeah, no, I think what I got out from it, like, what the best part for me was giving me the language to pass on to the girls around the training, around the nutrition, things like that, like actually having the terms to give it to them and not to adults, you know, because it is different.
Yeah, and the girls, they take part in the program as well themselves.
Like, they were actually our example, like, because we went out on the pitch to run through some drills and some, you know, specific warm-up to help, like, protect their ACLs and their hips and things like that. So they were our demos. So they got, like, first-hand experience to see it, and then we could bring it into our practices.
Do you think it really helps having the girls in the room with you doing it, because they know that something kind of different is going on, and they know that it's nice for them to see the coaches being coached?
I think that's the thing, is they know that we're also learning, but they also know that the club is prioritizing them. It's something just for them, just about them, that stands out and makes them different as well, because they're not the same as boys, and that's okay.
Do you think that the girls face different challenges than the boys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can look at, like, white shorts, we'll give that, you know, the kit choices, what's in the bathrooms of our club at different clubs, what they have access to. Do they feel comfortable talking to their coaches, saying, I don't feel good training today, I'm on my period, or things like that, or I didn't sleep well, or I didn't have time to eat. You know, all these things, they need to be comfortable speaking with the adults in their lives and being open about it.
You've got these resources now and you're bringing them into training. Do you notice the difference in the girls?
I think that, like, they were really excited by the novelty of it, and, like, that they maybe, I'm hoping, I could ask my own daughter this, but that they understand more the reasons why we're having them do this, or why we're telling them, you know, eat your big meal then, but make sure you eat something on the way to the match that you need to keep up your fuel, you know, that they can take on board this stuff. And of course, anytime with other adults or other kids that you can go, well, the FAI says, you know, that carries a little bit more weight than just going, well, my mom says... So it makes a difference.
I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest with you, and that's why I wanted to do it, just to see if, from being a player and then a coach, if I was missing anything, because I'm a lot older now and it's hard to remember when you're 12, you know, 10, 11, 12, and if I wanted to make sure what I was doing in training was enough for the girls and that I was ticking the right boxes, and, you know, just to keep them safe and healthy and strong.
Roisin, we're the same.
Yeah, I had never coached before. Like, it was my first time, so I just wanted to become more educated, I guess. So I really enjoyed the course that helped me kind of become more educated for the girls as well.
Was there any small little bit of nugget in particular that might have surprised you or that you really took away from the program?
I liked all of the drills for increasing stability and strength, because I don't think that's really taught enough. And not just for girls, but for boys as well. So that was really kind of a key thing, that you should start this earlier rather than later, which it always kind of, oh, they need to develop and they need to be stronger, but actually you need to do it sooner rather than later. So that was kind of actually very interesting. So
yeah, I've been a player for years, so I guess the whole confidence thing as well, they really went into depth with girls and confidence in soccer. So I guess as well, they taught to how to kind of raise the girls' confidence as well in training.
What would that look like, trying to raise the girls' confidence?
I guess just like celebrating the small wins in training.
Yeah, and if, like, say for me, you know, I don't say, you know, if the girls are having a rough day, you know, I try and talk to them. I try and kind of see what's going on. If someone's having an off day, maybe why. And I'm just trying to talk to them, try and get to know them. And just kind of doing the course kind of took that
almost like a stigma. Or
yeah, it kind of took it away that I could approach them that way. And that's an okay thing to do. I want them to be able to trust me to come with those kind of, you know, if they're having issues with menstruation or say, hey, coach, I don't feel good. You know, I want them to be able to come and approach me and say, hey, look, I'm not doing it today. You know, today's not a good day. I'm like, that's cool, you know. So this is kind of to take the taboo away from it. So,
and have you noticed a difference in the team that you've been coaching since, like, before you did the program and afterwards? Is there, like, an increased level of confidence or more communication?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I think they're more, like, energetic and that we're more educated on what they need.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
And they find us more approachable. So that they will come up and say, and it might not just be anything personal. It could have anything to do with training or how they play on the pitch or what pairings they like. So they're kind of, you know, that communication is coming. It's not just me telling them what to do. It's their training too and their team. So it's nice.
Roisin, you were saying earlier that you didn't have an under-19 team at the time.
Yeah.
We hear so much that there's, like, a dropout of girls in sport, but do you think having initiatives like this and, like you said, building the confidence and celebrating the small things, do you think that'll help keep girls in sport a bit more?
Yeah, I think so. I think kind of coaches, when they're more educated and when the players can feel that the coaches are there for them, I think that kind of gives them the confidence to stay in the sport then.
Did you have a couple of players that had maybe left because there was no team and now have come back to the club this year?
Yeah, one of my friends, I'd say we haven't been playing for a year, and I asked her, like, do you want to come back? She was really eager to get back, so she came back to the club, yeah.
And do you think as a club here in Fermoy, the programme, the initiative has helped just change the culture a little bit more, you know, maybe make it a bit more inclusive?
I think so, and I think like the girls' side chairman and the main chairman, they are really trying to support the women's side of the game, especially with bringing on the women's team, and they're trying to do everything to keep it going for the girls. They see it as that the club really, really does need it, so it's good to have the support.
The core of this team is a bunch of girls that were playing before COVID. They'd have been about 16 or 17, and obviously, look, we know what happened. The world more or less shut down. Football took, you know, took a back seat, so the girls have looked to get it going again, and you know, I saw they were looking for a coach, like, so I just thought it was a great opportunity to come in. It's a fantastic club with wonderful facilities, and the league here in Cork is very well run, so look, it's an exciting time for us to get going. So, you know, it's player led, which is great. The girls have looked for it themselves, so, you know, we're very excited to get going.
You mentioned that there was a cohort of girls that had played together before, but yeah, you also have players that had never even played football.
Yeah, we've got a large span age-wise. I won't go into the numbers. but we've got girls who've played before, we've girls who've never played before, girls who've never kicked the ball before after a couple of weeks, so after coming to a couple of sessions. But look, it's a new team, it's a start-up. It's for everyone, of every ability. So, you know, we're happy to have anyone come in. It's a new team. We're happy to get the word out. And if I could throw it in, we're looking for local businesses to come and support us as well, if anyone's watching can help us out. But yeah, look, we're hoping to be very inclusive. It's a startup operation. Yes, we want to do well. But look, the winning and the losing won't be, you know, the end of the world. You know, a big part of what we're trying to do is to establish a pathway for younger players, you know, which is very important for them to be able to see that, you know.
Yeah, but it's great now. I mean, the fact that you have that senior team this year, you've got that pathway that they will stay involved in. And I suppose, just finally, Alan, if there's clubs or even coaches around the country thinking of taking part in the In Her Boots programme, what would you say to them?
I highly recommend it. Connor, who we had down here, he was very entertaining. He made the course enjoyable. You know, he made people involved, and I think we had the under-13s there on the night, and they were helping out so we could practice the drills. But he made it very entertaining. He was engaging, and look, I think all the coaches learned a lot. And as I said, I definitely think it empowered a lot of the female coaches in particular to show what can be done and the importance that coaches have for players to keep them involved. So look, I would highly recommend any club to run this course in their club.
The lack of role models, like, all these girls can tell you, girls who play for Arsenal or who play, you know, for some League of Ireland, or, you know, they play for the national team, but they have nowhere to play after 18. So they don't see themselves continuing on if they're not outstanding, if they're not world class. So that they need to know that, like, everyone can play, there's an opportunity. And there's not a lot of opportunities in our local area, so to start the senior team, and hopefully it will just grow.
That goes the same for coaches as well, doesn't it? That they can see female coaches on the sideline as opposed to just the men?
And maybe even, you know, take us more seriously, because I do find a lot of time as a female, I played a lot of soccer. I started when I was 4. You know, like, that was my sport growing up. But a lot of guys here will be like, well, I played, so I know. And for me, it is actually easier to assert myself being backed up by a course and by a qualification.
Just finally, is there anything you'd say to someone or like a club out there thinking of taking part in this program?
I would say you should, and you should make everybody coaching females participate. Make it accessible, get them all in there, because as some of the other coaches like have said, they don't have daughters, even some of the ones who coach women. They don't think about the stuff. It's not in their sphere. It's not in their realm. It's not in their wheelhouse. So for them, especially the ones who are keen to upskill, it's the perfect course.